Grabbing a quick meal does not just mean fast food. Now there are fast casual options such as Chipotle or Panera, restaurants that borrow ideas from both fast food and upscale sit-down restaurants. As Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports, the fast casual boom is part demographics, part economics.
At a shopping center in Glendale, Colorado, LaQuadra Staples and her husband Jason are sitting down to lunch. The restaurant is new, a barbecue spot called Carve.
You know, today we're just out running errands, and so we just stopped in for a nice lunch.
Carve bills itself as fast casual barbecue. The interior is styled with exposed wood beams, chrome metal chairs, and stainless steel. Online reviews call it the Chipotle of barbecue, and it definitely gives off that vibe. It's quick, with brisket and sweet potatoes arranged on butcher paper and pushed down an assembly line. A meal runs $9 or $10.
This is my first time, so I kept it minimum.
I usually do like the whole fast casual thing, like when I'm at work, on my lunch break, because they're quick, and the food's usually a couple of notches up from fast food.
Folks like the Staples are driving this push to fast casual dining. They're in their 30s, both professionals, working busy jobs with little time to cook at home. But when they get hungry, they're not pulling up to drive-through windows at fast food joints.
I graduated from culinary school, and I eat out more than I cook at home. It's kind of a shame, so...
Despite the higher price of a fast casual meal, enough people are thinking and eating like the Staples to make it more than a fleeting trend.
So they're looking for basically a full-service quality product in a McDonald's, you know, style efficiency.
That's Mitch Roth, the CEO of the restaurant group that owns Carve. Traditional sit-down restaurants struggled after the recession. So did fast food. But during the same time, fast casuals exploded and their foot traffic rose. Just from the Carve parking lot, you can see two other chains with expanding footprints, Tokyo Joe's and Modern Market.
I think with the number of young people that are moving to Denver, the active lifestyle in Denver, it promotes or it encourages restaurateurs to operate a certain way.
The millennials are the ones who are really pushing this.
Katie Sutton advises new fast casual chains for the consulting firm Food and Drink Resources.
And they are eating out 6-7 times a week. They want groovy, they want spicy, they want bold. And that's what these fast casuals aren't afraid of. They're putting the flavor into their food.
Sutton says fast casuals are now the hip startups of the restaurant world. And here's how it typically works. Young, ambitious chefs get out of culinary school, then team up with a business partner. They ditch the full-service experience to put more money into the ingredients while cutting costs on wait staff. Eventually, the chef entrepreneur wants to expand.
And then some venture capitalist comes in and purchases you. And so that happens for a lot.
Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
How's it going?
Good.
In suburban South Denver, workers at Mad Greens, a fast casual chain that serves up customized salads, are prepping for the lunch rush.
We cook almost everything from scratch.
Dan Long is a Mad Greens co-founder. The Colorado-based chain is beginning to stretch beyond the state's boundaries with restaurants in Arizona and planned openings in Texas. But when you're a restaurant chain that touts its locally sourced food, expansion is complicated.
What separates it from the fast food side of the equation is the quality and the freshness of the ingredients.
When Mad Greens opens a new store, they send people out to establish relationships with local farmers. Cooking from scratch? That takes time and some skill. And all that adds up to a more expensive salad.
It does get difficult as you get bigger and I think a lot of fast casuals are running into that.
But if it was easy and cheap, everyone would do it, even the fast food giants. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.